WBR News, I'm Joanne Allen. The judge overseeing the case of the Boulder shooting suspect says he'll be considered competent with medication to stand trial within the reasonable future. The 22-year-old man is currently incompetent to face charges for last year's shooting spree at a King Superstore in Boulder, where 10 people died. Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border has dropped below a critical threshold for the first time. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas has more.
Lake Powell is the second largest reservoir in the U.S. The states that share Colorado River water agree to try to keep it above 3,525 feet. That preserves water for hydropower used by millions of people across the West. Colorado sent stored reservoir water to Powell last year, but that did not prevent it from dropping below that critical level. But officials with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation said that extra water did help protect Powell's ability to produce energy. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
Members of the Colorado delegation say they were moved by the speech Ukraine's president delivered to Congress today. Democrat Diana DeGette.
I think that the U.S. and our allies in NATO need to give as much anti-aircraft weaponry to Ukraine that we can and bolster them up with humanitarian aid and every other kind of aid.
Republican Doug Lamborn says he'd like Ukraine to get fighter jets from NATO member Poland. Rain and snow for the Front Range tonight. Snow showers in the mountains. It is 46 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.